natural disaster. Have you ever wondered who makes the plans for when a natural disaster strikes? Well, I'm excited to interview Mr. Jamie Nolan, a senior crisis management specialist. So, Mr. Jamie, tell me about yourself.
Well, hi there. Yes, my name is Jamie Nolan. I grew up in a small town in Mississippi. I'm 40 years old now and have married, have three kids, and I have a pretty interesting job and a pretty wild way that I got from high school to this job now. My job is a senior crisis management specialist. I work for an oil company located in Houston, but I don't just stay in the office in Houston. I have to travel all over the world to give training at different locations we have, to attend, you know, major conferences. And so I've got to go to some pretty interesting places like Australia, Egypt, Scotland, you know, pretty neat office to have sometimes.
So how would you explain your job to a teenager like myself?
So I actually do have a teenager. And when we go through things like what we're going through now with COVID, I do get a lot of questions from him. And so I explain it like this, that, you know, there are people out there that work at the local government level, at the state government level, at the federal government, and inside different, what we would call risk-based companies, right? Companies that the job that they perform, there's a certain level of risk. And it's not just oil companies or dangerous, you know, things where the work itself is dangerous, but hospitals. You know, hospitals deal with patients that may come in with infectious diseases. They have emergency managers. A lot of large and mid-sized organizations employ emergency managers to help keep their people safe. And that's the way I describe it to him, is that I used to work for the federal government and kind of in a similar position, and now I work for an oil company to help keep their employees safe.
I see. So do you get assigned certain emergencies to make plans for?
Yes, we do what's called contingency planning. And so we look at our organization and all the locations that we're at all over the world, and we try to identify risks, things that we may run into to be, you know, would be problems. And some of those are pretty obvious for an oil company, right? I mean, the number one would be an oil spill. And in fact, my background in the U.S. Coast Guard, my job was people who responded to oil spills. But it's more than just oil spills. You know, here in Houston, we're right on the Gulf of Mexico, so we have to do a lot of planning for hurricanes. And in fact, you know, our company was shut down for 9 days during Hurricane Harvey. And our plan had to account for that and how we prepare our people and prepare our locations and take care of our people. That was one of the main things that we wanted to do, was find out, you know, how our employees were impacted by the storm and how could we help them as a company if they needed specific, you know, medical care or daycare for their children. If the daycare got flooded, you know, where their kids were at, or was not going to open for a while, how could we help get their kids daycare? Or what about transportation? So it's a lot more than just, you know, the obvious things that you plan for. Along with that is pandemic planning. And a lot of people don't know that, you know, at the federal government level and at the state, private industry level, we've been planning for pandemic for 20 plus years.
I see. So what kind of schooling or training did you have to achieve to go into this line of work?
So that's where the funny part happens, Gracie, is that I kind of fell into this world of work. I studied music in college. I used to sing opera and theater and choir music, and, you know, went all through college. And in my junior year of college, it was when 9/11 occurred, September 11th, 2001. And, you know, in the year or two following that, there was a real push to, you know, serve your country. And I always wanted to serve my country. And when looking through what services, you know, what service I wanted to join, I broke it down to the Air Force and the Coast Guard. And because of the Homeland Security and anti-terrorism work that was popping up in there and being assigned to the Coast Guard, I chose the Coast Guard. And then while I was there, I moved to New Orleans, and we immediately went through Hurricane Katrina. And following that, I finished up another degree that was very similar to an emergency management degree. And the Coast Guard hired me to be the hurricane officer for Southeast Louisiana and rewrite the hurricane plan for the Coast Guard. So it was a combination of, you know, school, yes, you know, finishing up that second degree in emergency management, but it was a combination of being in the right place at the right time and being exposed to an enormous amount of experience, right? So we there in just a few years, we had Hurricane Katrina we dealt with, Hurricane Rita, Hurricane Gustav, oil spills in the Mississippi River, oil spills in the Gulf of Mexico, Deepwater Horizon, the BP oil spill in 2010. So that was, you know, I just happened to be in a location where there was a tremendous chance to get experience in ways that a lot of other people didn't. But there's various ways you can get into this world of work. You know, if you work for your, you know, your county police department or county officer of emergency management or at the state level. But that's just kind of how I fell into it.
Interesting. So what do you think makes your job unique?
There's a lot of things that make my job incredibly unique. One thing is that I get to kind of stand back and I'm given the time to really research and the time to think. You know, I've had my vice president of my department has you know, walked through the kitchen one day and in our office, and I was staring out the window, just looking over Houston, and he, you know, I'm supposed to be at work. And he poked his head in and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm thinking. And he went, oh, okay. And just walked away like, okay, Jamie's in a headspace, because I really do have the time to step back and study all of the aspects of how we can respond better, how we can train better, different ways we can adjust our teams and adjust our philosophies to be more effective. And that's pretty unique.
That's cool. So how does this COVID-19 pandemic affect your line of work?
Massively, massively. So we started following and tracking the COVID-19, the coronavirus outbreak in Hubei province in Wuhan, China, in the middle, first, second week of January. I started receiving weekly updates from the Center for Disease Control and some international emergency management partners that we have. So we started tracking this and preparing pretty early, a lot earlier than a lot of people realize. I mean, it was not really even on the news at that point here in the U.S., but following that, I wrote and finalized a pandemic plan for our company, and that plan really looked at, well, how do we make decisions? Like, when do you shut everything down? And so that plan is I designed the key decisions we might need to make, like shutting the office down or limiting air travel or reducing the amount of people in the office. And there's lots of different steps you can take. But in order to make those key decisions, we have to have triggers. So when do I make that call? I make that call when this occurs. I make that call when we have an infected person in our office. Or I make that call when the Houston area is seeing an outbreak. Right? So wrote that plan, and then we put it into place very, very quickly. And within about a week and a half, we shut our office down and sent our workers home about 2 weeks before the state and the counties started locking everything down. We moved very, very quickly. And a lot of oil companies and large industry companies actually moved a lot faster than the state and local governments have the ability to, because we have so much risk in having 1,000 people in our office. You know, and so we shut it down. And since then, I've been managing sometimes daily, sometimes every other day, management support team or kind of a COVID-19 task force that we have calls and we make decisions on how to best take care of our employees and get them the things they need to do their job, controlling, you know, managing an entire oil company from home, you know, is what that team is really doing. And I'm there just to kind of help facilitate the process, make the process work, and make sure the right people are talking to each other. And then lately, over the last 2 weeks, I've been designing and finalizing. We actually sent it in today, our reentry to work plan. And that's, you know, what should going back to work look like? You know, with a pandemic, there's not just a day that it's over. There's a gradualness to it, and we need to respond effectively to that gradualness. If we go too fast, we could get people hurt. If we go too slow, well, we probably can't go too slow right now. I mean, I'm just being very honest. they're, you know, understanding what the risk is of us going too slow, it's not very high. The most important thing we can do is protect our people. So we finalized that plan, and we have it, you know, built out that it'll take, you know, weeks, if not months, for us to finalize, to get everyone back in the office once this thing calms down. But that's how COVID-19 has affected my job.
I know COVID-19 is difficult, but I never knew how stressful it would be for you. I'd like to thank you so much, Mr. Jamie, for taking time out of your already busy schedule to let me interview you.
I'm happy to do it.
I think it's crazy how we take advantage of all the plans that are set in place for us to follow during disastrous times, but we forget all about the people who are behind these decisions. It takes a large group of unique, outside-the-box thinkers for this job. But then again, show me a normal teenager. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. If you like Gracie Meets, subscribe so you can listen every time a new episode is dropped. And follow the Gracie Meets Instagram.